From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A series of explosions have been heard around Kandahar, Afghanistan, as the nation begins voting. Six U.S. troops and six Afghan election workers were killed earlier. The foreign minister had urged news organizations not to broadcast any violent incidents while polls are open, but that request is being rejected by journalists. The head of the International Election Task Force in Afghanistan, Australian Brigadier General Damien Catwell, says there are real concerns the violence will keep Afghans from going to the polls.
The biggest threat actually really is in the minds of the people themselves. That is, they've got to be convinced that this is their chance to shape their political future.
Afghans will decide whether President Hamid Karzai should get a second term. It was the bloodiest day this year in Baghdad after six coordinated attacks across the capital killed at least 95 people and wounded more than 500. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
The coordinated attacks against high-profile targets tested Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's claim that Baghdad was stable after U.S. forces pulled out. After a truck bomb devastated the foreign ministry, another car bomb slammed the Ministry of Finance, and a series of mortars overwhelmed Baghdad hospitals with casualties, the Prime Minister and other security officials gave unusually frank public statements. For the first time, they acknowledged security gaps and failures to an Iraqi population that could hear those errors as the bombs exploded in the early morning. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
Nine Senate Republicans are asking the Attorney General not to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate allegations of torture by CIA interrogators. They say that such an investigation could impede intelligence gathering efforts. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
By Monday, the Obama administration is required to release a report on abuse of detainees in CIA custody. People who've read the classified report say it contains graphic details of torture. The document apparently pushed Attorney General Eric Holder toward appointing a prosecutor to investigate torture. He has not appointed such a prosecutor yet, but an announcement could come soon. Now, top Senate Republicans are urging him not to go that route. They say the Justice Department has had this report for 5 years, and they write, three former attorneys general and numerous career prosecutors have examined the findings of that report and other evidence and determined the facts do not support criminal prosecutions. They say such an investigation would tarnish intelligence community professionals. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Powerful winds slammed parts of four Midwestern states today. Several injuries have been reported, the extent not immediately known. Forecasters say it received one report of a twister near downtown Minneapolis. This is NPR News. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson says North Korean officials are sending what he calls good signals that they are ready for direct talks with the United States. Richardson, who met with representatives from the North Korean mission to the United Nations, says Pyongyang hopes that former President Bill Clinton's visit will lead to a thaw in relations. He declined to comment on what was discussed during the meeting. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the meeting with Richardson was independent of the administration. Richardson was ambassador to the UN during the Clinton administration. There continues to be mixed readings on the real estate market. Steve Mechner of Market News International has details.
The Mortgage Bankers Association says home mortgage applications rose for a third straight week last week. That bodes well for future home sales. But things are less rosy for commercial real estate. The National Association of Realtors' commercial leading indicator for brokerage activity fell 1.3% in the second quarter to its lowest level in 15 years. The index of demand for office and retail space was nearly 14% below a year ago. Though the decline has moderated, NAR chief economist Lawrence Yoon said it still shows weak leasing, sales, and management of commercial property. He said the reduction in commercial real estate activity is apt to last at least through the first quarter of next year, and said no meaningful recovery is likely before the second half of next year. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 61 points, the NASDAQ rose 13, the S&P 500 was up 6. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.